This review is brought to you by 13 Turns, a new horror anthology by Kevin Carr. 13 jolting tales of terror, murder, and the macabre. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Maddie was the first one to notice things.
Mom? How will you get here?
Who are you talking to?
When was the last time you had contact with her?
Before she was taken?
I can't believe Maddie!
First things first. Your daughter is here, and she's alive.
The door to their world could close at any moment.
If that happens, there's no getting her back.
Okay, here's the deal. Toby Hooper's 1982 special effects heavy ghost story Poltergeist gets the remake treatment this week, featuring the familiar story of a suburban family experiencing the wrath of malevolent spirits. The first half of the film is wholly unremarkable, featuring plenty of scenes paying homage to the original only with much less intensity. However, once the movie hits the midway point and we're introduced to the ghost hunter played by a talented but woefully miscast Jared Harris, who doesn't hold a candle to the iconic Zelda Rubinstein, things go from mediocre to terrible. While the film has all the beats of the original story, they are held together by wooden acting, cardboard characters, awkward line readings, and special effects that seem copied from the bevy of other modern ghost stories out there. Poltergeist fails on many levels, but mostly because it takes an iconic movie filled with iconic moments and strings them along in an utterly forgettable and drab remake. Poltergeist gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.